My name is Virginia Henry, and I'm here with Catherine Stanton, who is the Adult Services Librarian at the Madison Library here in Rexburg. Thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure.
So I've heard you have something going on right now called On the Same Page, and I don't really know a lot about it, so could you tell me what this is?
Oh, where to begin? I guess the short version is that each winter we have a month-long community-wide, you might say book club, a reading event. We select a book. This year it's The Scarlet Pimpernel. And for a month we have all kinds of different activities and programs, presentations that tie in with that to explore it from a lot of different angles. And we've got hundreds of copies of books that we give away so that you can read it with your friends and your family and your neighbors and talk about it and just celebrate it, basically, for a month.
Okay, how did this get started? How long have you guys been doing this?
I think it's been about 13 years. Initially, it started as the Big Read, which was kind of a national push. The National Endowment for the Arts had done some studies, and they found that people weren't reading for pleasure as much as they used to. And they also found that there was a really direct correlation between the people who did read for pleasure and the people who did a lot of other things. The people who connected with their neighbors, the people who volunteered, gave service in their community, the people who voted, the people who attended concerts and went to art galleries, and the people who got involved in sports, just basically the people who were active in their communities. And, of course, they saw that as a big red, you know, trouble spot there. And so in order to help people enjoy reading and to get them engaged with their community as well, they came up with this thing called the Big Read, where they gave away books and encouraged people to have different activities that would get people excited about the books. So we did that for a few years, and it went really well, very popular. And that came with a grant that helped us get the books, get programs set up. And after a few years, of course, they want you to go out and do it on your own. And so that's what we're doing now. And, of course, once you're not with that program, you can't use the name. But so we selected On the Same Page. We thought that kind of fit well with the whole idea of what we wanted to do. So I think the On the Same Page has been about 10 years now and still going strong.
Wow, that is so fascinating. So do you guys supply the books for those who want to participate?
We do, as long as they last, I guess I should say that. We get as many as our budget will allow. I think this year we got about 600 copies. We had a book release on January 18th so that people could get the book and start reading and preparing for the activities that were coming up. And I think we've got about 3 boxes of books left, so they are going pretty fast.
Wow, that's awesome that people are participating. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
So what kind of activities are coming up? You said something about that.
Yes. Well, this year we'll be going from February 1st to March 1st. February 1st, we have a great presenter coming in. I don't know how familiar you are with the story, but our leads in the story kind of complicate the action a great deal because they're keeping secrets from each other, a husband and wife. So we thought having something on communication would be good. And we've got a counselor, Jeff Winfrey from Centerpoint Counseling, who will be doing a program on better communication, I guess you could say, on February 1st. It's called The Importance of Knowing. On March 1st, we're going to have a masked ball, which is free. All of the events are free. You do need to come and get tickets, but like I say, totally free. We want as many people as possible to enjoy. We've got a really master crafter, Christine Lake, who will be coming to show us how to turn crepe paper into really realistic flowers. And, of course, she'll be doing a Scarlet Pimpernel. We've got somebody who's working with codes, secret codes, which play into the story a lot, William Johnson, and he'll be doing that. And then from campus, Emily and David Grover from the English department are going to be doing a program, more kind of a literary approach, but really the Scarlet Pimpernel was the first kind of superhero in literature, and they will be looking at that and how it has influenced our culture. We'll be making some Venetian masks so that she can wear those to the ball. Just a lot of great things going. I encourage people to take a look at a schedule, pick one up here at the library. It's also online. And come and play with us as much as possible.
Wow, that's amazing. All of these different things that you guys have going on and are offering, that sounds really cool. How did you pick this book, or how is the book chosen?
Well, that's always a struggle. Because we're trying to purchase books to give away and encourage people to read and read together, sometimes the price of the book is the limiting factor. And I have lists of, you know, books that we can get for cheap. And then I've got a committee, and we kind of analyze things. Well, what kind of things could we do with that book? What kind of activities could we do with that? What would be interesting there? So we kind of look at that. Then last winter, we really didn't know what we were going to do this coming year. So we put out a ballot with about 24 different possibilities and let people vote on them. And Scarlet Pimpernel was definitely the favorite there. So we said, all right, well, there it is. We're going with it. And we kind of have a tentative outline for the next couple of years of things we will probably do from that voting.
Gotcha. So this one was chosen by popular demand.
It definitely was, yes.
How fun. And is there anything that you're part, any of those activities, I mean, you listed off so many interesting ones that you're particularly really excited about?
Oh, wow. All of them, really. Jeff Winfrey, who will be doing the presentation Friday, has done a couple of others for us in the past. And they have always been really, really fascinating presentations. Emily and David Grover, I haven't worked with before, but they seem really enthusiastic in the way they have talked about this program. I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a lot of fun for the superheroes on the 26th. Anytime we have a dance, it's always fun. It's also a little more headache. I get nervous about that. Getting the music arranged and the decorations and everything. William Johnson's thing on the secret codes, I think, looks like a whole lot of fun. And I've been working with him a bit, and he is so excited. I think that's going to be a great night. And then, of course, the craft, the paper pimpernels. I hope I don't go fumble fingers, but she's done some mock-ups that are here in the display case, and they're just gorgeous. So I think that will be fun as well. I don't think you can go wrong with any of them, really.
Yeah, it really sounds like it. They all sound super interesting. If you could put like an age or a demographic on the people who might be interested in these activities, is it more focused towards adults or more focused towards youth or kids?
You know, this depends a lot on the book that we do. Last year we did Just So Stories, so there were a lot of things that were more geared for children. And next year we're probably going to do Peter Pan, which will be have a lot more activities that are geared for children. This book is primarily, I would say, for adults, so maybe teens. There are a couple of things that children might be interested in, like the mask making. The ball, we're actually kind of putting that out as a family dance, so any age is welcome to attend that. For some others, like, you know, the communication between couples, probably not for kids.
Right, right.
And the, like the secret codes, the flowers, probably wouldn't be good for small children, but teens would definitely be appropriate, maybe even tweens, you know, 10, 12-year-olds, and, of course, adults.
Gotcha, okay. And how can, if people aren't, I mean, if they hear about this but they've never done it before, how, what's the best way for them to get involved?
Well, I would say, first of all, come in and get a book as soon as you can while they last. It is an older title, so you may be able to find, I think it's on like Project Gutenberg, if you wanted to, you know, download to your device or something. But get a schedule. It's on our website, www.madisonlib.org. We have paper schedules here at the library. You can visit our Facebook page and see what's going on there. But yeah, just come. It's going to be a month-long party. I hope we have a full house.
I hope so, too. That this sounds like such a wonderful community event that you guys are putting on, and I hope people take advantage of it.
I hope so, too.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining me and answering all of our questions about this event. Again, it's called On the Same Page.
Yes.
And it's right here in Rexburg at the Madison Library.
Thank you so much.